It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. Welcome to our Wednesday show. It is the middle of another week, and we made it halfway, which means we've only got halfway to go. Thanks for listening to Border Crossings. If you would like to join us, call 202-619-2077. The studio phone number is 202-619-2077 if you're a new listener. Our email address is bordercrossings@voa.gov. And you can always join us at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Here's a song that was number one for a while and has over 5 billion video views. Despacito for Zoya in Ghana.
Come and move that in my direction. So thankful for that. It's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some kind of way. Make me want to savor every moment. Slowly, slowly. You fit me, tailor me, love how you put it on. Got the only key, know how to turn it on. The way you nibble on my ear, the only words I want to hear. Baby, take it slow so we can last long.
Tú eres el imán y yo soy el metal. Me voy acercando y voy armando el plan. Solo con pensarlo se acelera el pulso.
Oh yeah. Ya, ya me está gustando más de lo normal. Todos mis sentidos van pidiendo más. Esto hay que tomarlo sin ningún apuro.
Despacito. Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído. Para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito. Quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo las paredes de tu laberinto. Y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito, nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito. Y es que esa belleza es un rompecabezas, pero pa' montarlo aquí tengo la pieza, oye.
Oh yeah. Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo en las paredes de tu laberinto. Y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
This is how we do it down in Puerto Rico. I just wanna hear you screaming, ay bendito. I can go forever cuando esté contigo.
Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito. Nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Que enseñes a mi boca tus lugares favoritos.
Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito. Nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Hasta provocar tus gritos.
Despacito.
Border Crossings and Despacito. 5 billion views. And that's Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, Justin Bieber, and a request for Zoya, who's in Ghana on 98.1 FM. Luis Fonsi recorded a duet with Demi Lovato. The song is called Échame la Culpa, and it's doing very well. And Luis Fonsi said some very complimentary things about Demi. He has said that she has the most powerful voice in the world, which is a big compliment coming from a guy who has had as many hits and as much success as he's had in the Spanish music world. Now, Justin Bieber, who's another part of that song there that we just heard, Despacito. Justin, who is on a hiatus from Selena Gomez. Apparently, they haven't officially said we're broken up, even though he's been spotted with other girls. But apparently, they're on a hiatus. And sources close to Justin say he is really struggling with not being able to contact Selena. She wanted some space, so he's giving it to her. But it's been difficult for him to not text her, not call her, not see her, even if they attend the same church together. So this has been a struggle, according to some of his friends. On Saturday, Justin was playing a soccer match. He was just, you know, came out to some team and joined them in Los Angeles, and they were kicking the ball around. He twisted his ankle a little bit and hopped off the field. When he was leaving, one of his overexcited fans came up to him, whipped out the cell phone, put his arm around him, and took the liberty of taking a selfie. This is a no-no. I don't care if it's Justin Bieber or any celebrity. You don't have the right to invade someone's space without asking first, can I take a photo with you? This dude just went up to him, took a photo. Justin, understandably, justifiably, got upset, and he knocked the cell phone out of the guy's hand onto the ground and said, you can't do that. So I don't think anybody would fault him. And I know, I understand the fan is excited. Here's Justin Bieber. Here's my pop idol. I want a picture with him. But you got to do it the right way. You know, manners. Whatever happened to manners? Hey, thanks for listening to Border Crossings. And we're happy to have you with us here on this Wednesday. If you'd like to join the show, call 202-619-2077. Our Facebook fans are following us and they're checking in, like Omar. Omar wrote me a message to say, hi, I'm Omar, and I am listening and making a first-time request from Uganda. So, Omar, we'll take care of you. Oba Chichi Goodness is listening to us. Karuna Kantapal, Grain Cade, Kayater Kadis is in Rwanda on 104.3 FM. Yeyahirad Ashibir is in Ethiopia, and Nayane Fernandez in Brazil. So thank you all for going to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and joining us on our Facebook page. Netta is in Ethiopia and wrote in to hear a song from Adele. Adele just became an ordained minister. She actually took the whole class, took the process to become ordained. The main reason she wanted to be ordained was to actually officiate the wedding of her good friend Alan Carr, who is a talk show host in the UK. In fact, Adele hosted their wedding in her own backyard. And so we're going to play Adele right now. I should say this is Reverend Adele on Border Crossings for Netta. And I hope you enjoy this song called Hello here on The Voice of America.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles.
Home. Hello from the outside.
It's so typical of me to talk about myself. I'm sorry. I hope that you will. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time. So
I'm Adele, and you're listening to Border Crossings.
Number on his back, voted captain of his high school football team. Took us all the way to state, got a scholarship to play down in Tennessee. Said he could run, he could duck, he could throw, he could go like you'd never seen. 19. On the day those twin tires came down, this whole world turned around. He told them all, y'all, I can't play ball, there's a war on now. So we marched right in with a few good men and joined the Marines. 19. He's a boy next door. He might have carried your bags at the grocery store. Not somebody's son in a hole with a gun or some foreign land. Trying to hold on to his American dreams. 19. There's a sniper out there in the dark somewhere and a soldier down. We need someone who can run, who can duck and go get him out. Ain't there one good man who'll raise his hand, take one for the team. How about you, 19? He's a boy next door. He might have carried your bags at the grocery. Not somebody's son in a hole with a gun in some foreign land. Trying to hold on to his American dreams. 19.
King Street. Give him a purple heart, a silver star, a soldier gave a speech. Said he could run, he could duck, he could throw, he's the one that rescued me. Said he could have played for Tennessee. Number 19. He was 19.
Border Crossings, Billy Ray Cyrus. You recognize that last name? That name is a very famous name in music. Not only is Miley a Cyrus, but so is Noah, the youngest sister of the Cyrus family. She's 17. She's also got an album out. Billy Ray Cyrus from Achy Breaky Heart. It seems like forever ago that he put that big hit out. And that is a request from Lawrence Loco in Ghana for a song from Billy Ray called 19. Here on The Voice of America for everybody listening in West Africa to our show today. And Billy Ray Cyrus has been on tour doing some promoting. He's got different appearances on different artist music. He's working on his own stuff, but he just made a cameo on a Godsmack video, which you did that. They're not country. You would never think Godsmack would include Billy Ray Cyrus, but yeah, he's in the new Godsmack video. He's also performing on a new Metro Station song. Metro Station is his stepson's band, and he's got a song out with his daughter, Noah, called Tulsa Time. So he's keeping himself busy. Billy Ray Cyrus here on Border Crossing. So I want to say hello to Gino, who checked in on our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Love to hear from you wherever you're tuned in around the world. And you can also call us at 202-619-2077. That's our studio phone number. Just give us a call. We'll be happy to talk to you and see if we can get something on the radio for you. Got a request from Michelle Jean, who wants me to play a song from a very popular K-pop band, Korean pop, known as BTS, which stands for the Bangtan Boys. Seven guys from South Korea. They've been together for since 2013 now. I guess that's 5 years. They've won many different awards. They've performed at awards. They've been getting awards since about 2013 when they put their first hit out, No More Dream. And they won a couple of awards for that. So they're a very popular band. If you like K-pop, and that seems to be a big popular thing. In fact, this band, BTS, performed on one of the music award shows this past year. That's how big they are. So, Michelle John, here's your request from the guys in BTS. This song is called DNA here on Border Crossings.
너 향해 두니까 걱정하지 말라 힘을 준건 우연. Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Take me back, 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 back.
Nah. That is a Border Crossings request from Maria in Kuwait on 96.9 FM. Her full name is Carla Camila Cabello Estraba. And she grew up in Miami, although her family have Cuban and Mexican roots. So that is Camila, who's been on her own tour, solo headline tour for the past month or so. She just performed a couple of new songs off her album this week. She introduced the fans to Scar Tissue and Sangria Wine. So she sang a couple of new songs. They're loving her, going crazy for her. She turned 21 in March, and she's just having a good time. Got a lot of support from her former Fifth Harmony friends. In fact, Normani Corday was interviewed this past week about the fact that Fifth Harmony are going in different directions now, following what Camila did about a year ago. And Normani said that Camila's just killing it. She is doing great with her solo career. So, you know, couldn't be happier. And Camila's kind of, she's got a great camera presence. You know, she knows how to work the paparazzi. Every time there's cameras, she knows how to pose. She was spotted in Los Angeles at LAX, Los Angeles International Airport, a couple days ago. And she just stopped and she just went into a pose. She looked like, you know, something out of a CoverGirl thing. Now, speaking of Camila, she's also on tour with Taylor Swift starting in May. When Taylor's stadium tour begins, Camila will be the opening act, which is only right because they are best friends. I want to say hello to Quavo Diallo, who's a new listener. And Quavo just checked in on my Facebook page. Mugabo Laurent is listening in Rwanda and wrote in to say hi. I also heard from Eddie and Habu Mugisha. He's in Rwanda and he listens all the time in Rwanda on 104.3. Eric Oborchi Kojo Pedla says, I'm listening in Ghana. And Bartlebart Horvat checked in from Zagreb. He said, it's raining here in Zagreb. Let's see. I got a message from Namha Ama Evi, who is also with us. So, Narna, thank you very much for listening. She studied government at Nikwaba Presbyterian Senior High School. Francesca checked in, and Odira Moses. So thank you, everybody, for going to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Coming up this summer, Eminem, starting with this coming up weekend, Eminem is going to be a busy guy. He put out his Revival album, and now he's performing at all these different festivals. He's going to be performing at the Coachella Valley Music Festival this weekend in Palm Desert, California. He's also headlining on the Firefly Music Festival. It's happening in June. And he's in several other festivals doing his thing. We've got an Eminem song right now requested by Thugnificent Otis Jenkins. And this one is called Rap God. Here's Eminem on Border Crossings.
Look, I was going to go easy on you, not to hurt your feelings. But I'm only going to get this one chance. Something's wrong. I can feel it. It's just a feeling I've got. Like something's about to happen. But I don't know what. If that means what I think it means, we're in trouble. Big trouble. And if he is bananas, as you say, I'm not taking any chances.
You're just what the doc.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god. Rap god. All my people from the front to the back. Nah, back, nah. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box? Slap box. They said I rap like a robot, so call me rap. But for me to rap like a computer must be in my jeans. I got a laptop in my back pocket. My pinnacle walk when I hat cock it. Got a fat nap from that rat profit. Made a living and a killing off it. Ever since Bill Clinton was still in office. With Monica Lewinsky filling on his. I'm an MC still as honest. But as rude and as indecent as all. So syllables, killaholic.
Kill them all.
This libbity, gibbity, hibbity, hip hop. You don't really want to get into endless match with this rapity rat pack and the Mac in the back of the yak backpack. Rap, rap, yap, 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 giddy, yak, nap. The exact same time I attempt these lyrical acrobat stunts while I'm practicing that. I'll still be able to break them with a table over the back of a couple of thick ass to crack it in half. Only realized it was ironic. I was under aftermath after the fact. How could I not blow? All I do is drop F-bombs. Through my wrath of attack, rappers are having a rough time period. Here's a maxi pair. It's actually disastrously bad for the whack while the masterfully constructing this masterpiece.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god. Rap god. All my people from the front to the back. Nah, back, nah. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box? Slap box. Let me show you maintain it. Ain't that hard, that hard.
Everybody wants the key and the secret to rap immortality like I have got. Will there be truth for the blueprints? Simply raging youthful exuberance. Everybody loves the root for a nuisance. Hit the earth like an asteroid. Need nothing but shoot for the moon since.
MCs get taken to school with this music, cause I use it as a vehicle to bust the rhyme. Yeah, I lead a new school full of students. Me, I'm a product of Rakim, Lakim, Shabazz, Tupacin, W-A-Q, hey, Doc, Ren, Yella, Easy, thank you, they got slim. Inspired enough to one day grow up, blow up, and be in a position to meet Run DMC and induct them into the Rakim Roll Hall of Fame, even though I walk in the church in person, a ball of flames. Only Hall of Fame I'll be inducted in is the Alcohol of Fame on the wall of
shame.
You can't think it's all a game till I walk a flock of flames. Off a planking, tell me what in the fuck are you thinking? Little green looking boy, so young, I can barely say it with a straight face looking boy. You witnessing a massacre like you're watching a church gathering take place looking boy. Boy, they that boys, that's all they say looking boy. You get a thumbs up, pat on the back, and a way to go from your label every day looking boy. Hey looking boy, what you say looking boy? I get a hair from Trey looking boy. I'ma work for everything I have, never ask nobody to get out my face looking boy. Basically boy, you're never gonna be capable of keeping up with the same pace looking boy. Cause I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, all my people from the front to the back nut, the way I'm racing around the track, call me NASCAR, NASCAR, Dale Earnhardt of the trailer park, the white trash god, kneel before General Zod, this planet's Krypton, no Asgard, Asgard, so you be Thor and I be Odin, be Rodin, I'm omnipotent, let off then I'm reloading, immediately with these bombs I'm toting, and I should not be woken, I'm the walking dead, but I'm just a talking head, a zombie floating, but I got your mom deep, I'm out my ramen noodle, we have nothing in common, poodle, I'm a Doberman, pinch yourself in the arm and pay homage, pupil, it's me. My honesty's brutal, but it's honestly futile if I don't utilize what I do, though, for good at least once in a while. So I wanna make sure somewhere in this chicken scratch I scribble and doodle enough rhymes to maybe try to help get some people through tough times. But I gotta keep a few punchlines just in case, cause even you unsigned rappers are hungry looking at me like it's lunchtime. I know there was a time where once I was king of the underground, but I still rap like I'm on my Pharaoh munch grind. So I crunch rhymes, but sometimes when you combine up here with the skin color of mine, you get too big and here it comes trying to censor you like that one line I said on a back from the Mathers LP1 when I tried to sell take 7 kids from Columbine. Put them all in a line at an egg. You don't get in the wrong for an online. See if I get away with it now that I ain't as big as I was, but I'm morphing into an immortal coming through the portal. You're stuck in a time warp from 2004 though. And I don't know what the fuck I'm for. Your pointless is Rapunzel with Junkin cornrows. You like normal, being normal. And I just bought a new ray gun from the future just to come and shoot ya. Like when Zabitus made Ray J mad. His fat said he looked like a gag and Mayweather's pads hanging to a man while he played piano. Man, oh man, that was a 24/7 special on the cable channel. So Ray J went straight to the radio station the very next day. Hey, Faye, hey, I'ma kill you. Lyrics coming at you with supersonic speed.
JJ
summon, I'ma doom, I'ma you assuming I'm a human. What I gotta do to get it through to you? I'm superhuman, innovative, and I made a rubber so that anything you say is picking, shaking off of me and it'll glue to you. And devastating, more than ever, demonstrating how to give a mic off for the audience. I'm feeling like levitating, never fading. And I know the haters are forever waiting for the day that they can say I fell off to be celebrating. Cause I know the way to get it motivated. I make elevating music. You make elevator music. Oh, he's too mainstream. Well, that's what they do when they get jealous, they confuse it. It's not hip-hop, it's pop. Cause I found a hella way to fuse it with rock, shock rap, with doc. Don't wanna lose yourself, I make them lose it.
I don't know how to make songs like that. I don't know what words to use.
Let me know when it occurs to you while I'm ripping any one of these verses. The verses, you, it's curtains, I'm inadvertently hurting you. How many verses I gotta murder to prove that if you were half as nice as songs, you could sacrifice virgins to, school flunky, junkie. But look at the accolades, these skills brung me. Full of myself, but still hungry. I bully myself cause I make me do what I put my mind to. When I'm a million leagues above me, ill when I speak in tongues, but it's still tongue in cheek. You, I'm drunk, so Satan, take the wheel. I'm asleep in the front, pumping heavy D in the voice. Still chunky, but funky. But in my head, there's something I can feel, tugging and struggling. Angels fight with devils, and here's what they want from me. They're asking me to eliminate some of the women hate. But if you take into consideration the bitter hatred I have, then you may be a little patient and more sympathetic to the situation and understand the discrimination. But life's handing you lemons, make lemonade then. But if I can't battle the women, how the fuck am I supposed to bake them a cake then? No mistake, it's a fatal mistake if you think I need to be overseas and take a vacation to trip abroad and make a fall on a face. And don't be a boss, be a king, think not. Why be a king when you can be a god?
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat.
Crossings and Michael Jackson and the Man in the Mirror, a request from Ahmed Kamali, who is in Nigeria listening to our show today. And Michael Jackson, you remember the Thriller album 1982 where he's posed wearing a white coat, kind of leaning on one of his arms, laying sideways, leaning? That photo has been on display at the National Portrait Gallery here in Washington, D.C., which was actually taken by Dick Zimmerman back for that album in 1982. And if you come to D.C., you might want to stop by the National Portrait Gallery. You can see the actual photo from the actual photo session with Michael Jackson. Now, just this week, a couple days ago, Paris, Michael's 20-year-old daughter, took the liberty, speaking of photos, she posted on her Twitter account a photo which she retouched, she edited with Photoshop, which is her today alongside of Michael and her mom, Debbie Rowe. And it's black and white photo. It almost looks like a real photo, but she kind of, I don't know how she did it. She probably took a picture of her as a kid and replaced the, you know, her childhood self with her current self. But she wrote, you know, the caption that she never a day goes by that she doesn't imagine what life would be like today with her dad still in it and still around. So very, very touching, very beautiful photo, too. I loved it. But thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings, and glad to have you with us here today on this day. Mohammed Ba checked in from Sierra Leone to say that he's a regular listener. Etienne is tuned in Rwanda to 104.3, and I heard from a new listener in South Africa. Her name is Natasha Asanda, and Natasha said, I love BTS, the Korean band we just played, and she wants to hear more music from them. Ernest Pever also said hi, and he's on 95 FM in Nigeria listening to our show. Now, April is here, and it's only been 11 days, but a couple of things about April that I wanted to mention. April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month, in case you didn't know that, which basically means don't text and drive. Wherever you're listening around the world, if you do drive, don't text while you're driving. Not a smart decision. I know that Wagner always talks about shortwave radio and how people around the world once upon a time relied heavily on shortwave radio to hear the voice of America. It is Amateur Radio Month this month, April, for all of our shortwavers. It's Alcohol Awareness Month, Black Women's History Month, Celebrate Diversity Month, Community Service Month. And it's also something else that's for parents, something very important, significant, and of great concern. It's National Child Abuse Month. Here in the United States, over 7 million cases of child abuse are reported every year. 7 million kids are being abused that gets reported. And if you think about it, there are many other cases where it's happening behind closed doors that it's not being reported. Very, very alarming fact. I found a song that kind of, not necessarily specifically about child abuse, but it is a subject of abuse. And I wanted to put this song today on the radio because I do have to mention and tell everybody it's National Child Abuse Month. This song was recorded by Suzanne Vega. Very big hit. Listen to the lyrics. This song is about domestic violence. It's about abuse. And whether it be a child or adult, it's unacceptable. The song is called Luca. Yeah.
walked into the door again. If you ask, that's what I'll say. And it's not your business anyway. I guess I'd like to be alone. Nothing broken, nothing thrown. Just don't ask me how I am. Just don't ask me. Second floor, I live upstairs from you. Yes, I think you've seen me before. If you hear something late at night, some kind of trouble, some kind of fight, just don't ask me what it was. Just don't.
Crossings, and that is a request from Melissa Kaplan of Kuwait, and it's called Up All Night here on Border Crossings. I want to say hello to Greg Mawaga and Moses Sarugo on Border Crossings. Hope you enjoyed that Beck song we just played. Time now for our CD giveaway. Yay! It's the Now That's What I Call Country Music CD giveaway. We've got a country music CD each and every day in April. It's a compilation of hits loaded with big, big hits from big, big names in country music. And today, our lucky listener of the day is Othniel Lusa Danny in Nigeria. Hooray! So congratulations to Othniel Lusa Danny. You are the winner of today's CD giveaway. We've got a request now for Kwasi Oteng, who's in Accra on 98.2 FM in Accra. And this is for the Beatles. Here Comes the Sun.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Sings, Here Comes the Sun, and There Goes Larry. I'll be out looking for the sun all day. That is a Beatles classic. Now, if you're a Beatles fan, you'll be interested to hear this coming up summer on the 50th anniversary of the film Yellow Submarine. The UK, Ireland, and the US are bringing the movie back to movie theaters this coming up summer to mark the film's 50th anniversary. Thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings, and thanks to everybody in Uganda on DSTV channel 853. Wherever you listen, thank you for listening. Tell your friends to join us as well. We'll be back tomorrow at 1500 Universal. Thanks to Wagner, our engineer, and Vince, our director. I'm Larry London. Border Crossings is heard on the VOA 1 Music Network.